Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of informing and motivating listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 5 regional stations, as well as 4 additional stations in Virginia. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. We sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support of any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support us in this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale.
Go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donate button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about COVID, that is COVID-19, COVID, censorship, and control. We're watching our nation's founding documents being eviscerated on the premise that it's COVID that the government is protecting us from. And Joe Biden says he's allowing science to make the decision. Well, here's an article that says by Rand Paul, Senator Rand Paul, which happens to be a physician, says no science behind any of this, Rand Paul says. And just a few days ago, he had said, burn the mask and ignore the vaccine mandate or the passport mandate. This article is lengthy, so I'll just pluck out a couple of paragraphs. He says, if you want to go visit the White House, Republicans and Democrats who go visit, even though they've all been vaccinated or had the disease, they're being tested with a deep sinus test, Rand Paul says in the Fox News interview. And they're being told to wear an N95 mask to go into the White House, even though they've all been vaccinated. So there's no science behind any of this. It's simply fear-mongering, he goes on to say. But yet, ladies and gentlemen, you know, it's the Biden administration and all of those that answer for him, the little puppets that goes out, Jen Psaki and others, that will put the spin on what Biden cannot verbalize himself. But this article goes further. At the White House on Monday, Fox News White House correspondent Peter Ducey asked Press Secretary Jen Psaki why Biden seemed to be the only world leader at the summit not wearing a mask. The only world leader at the summit not wearing a mask. Because he's sending a message, the only one leader at the summit not wearing a mask. He's the one that had the mask on his Zoom call, and yet when he was in person, not wearing one, because he's sending a message that the world, he is sending a message to the world that he's putting in place precautions and continue to do as the leader of the United States needs to do. Ducey followed up, noting the Center for Disease Control guidelines says fully vaccinated people can gather indoors without mask or socially distancing. And the answer, that's actually for in private homes only, Jen Psaki said. So it's not the workplace guidance. In other words, ladies and gentlemen, Joe Biden and his administration, the leadership, whoever that leadership may be behind the scenes, pulling the strings as the puppeteer, and Joe Biden is the puppet, whoever they are, they're saying that, you know, okay, you're free to be inside your house without a mask, but you can't go outside without the mask. And they say they're following science, and yet Rand Paul says there's no science to what they're saying at all. Perhaps it is science, by voodoo science, the same science that says this. I'm looking at articles. That says, Democratic lawmaker says modern science, hear me, modern science recognizes that we have 6 sexes, not 2. An Ivy League educated Democratic lawmaker in Texas claimed recently that modern science recognizes many more than just 2 biological sexes. In fact, there's 6, said the Texas representative, a former English teacher who holds a master's degree in education policy from Harvard University. She made the statement, stunning remarks, during a committee hearing at the Texas House Bill 4042, a measure which aims to ban transgender athletes from competing in girls' K-12 sports. Before the public testimony at the hearing, reportedly she said, attempted to correct the bill's sponsor, Representative Cole Hefner, on the number of biological sexes assumed in the legislative text. Quote, the bill seems to think there are two sexes. The one thing that I want us to all be aware of and recognize, scientifically, we understand modern science obviously recognizes for all of us that there are many more than two biological sexes. In fact, there are six. So perhaps, ladies and gentlemen, it's the same voodoo science that Joe Biden is going by that wants to continue to keep America in either lockdown or continue to wear a straitjacket called a face mask, which is nothing but forcing submission to ultimately bring to absolute surrender of rights, constitutional rights that we have, and allow the socialist, Marxist, communist governance that's being put in place to direct what we say and do. And ladies and gentlemen, if a mask is all right, if it's okay in schools for them to force a child to wear a mask, and it's not okay, I'm using that as a hypothetical, if it is okay, and if in those schools mask wearers can have Black Lives Matter emblazoned on their mask or other statements emblazoned on their mask, then certainly there should be the opportunity for a Christian to have a message on the mask. But no, that's not the case. It's control. He has an article that says third grade is forced to remove a mask that says Jesus loves me. The article states, it's a 9-year-old, the article states, she enjoys roaming around her family farm in Braxton, Mississippi, playing with her dogs and feeding the family chickens. She also loves to take care of her lizard. But Lydia's faith is not so typical. The article says she has a deep love for Jesus and an incredible witness for her Christian faith. That's why when Lydia's school required students to wear a face mask for COVID-19, Lydia chose a mask with the words, Jesus loves me, emblazoned on it. Lydia wanted the mask to be a meaningful to her to express her faith. After all, masks have become a way to express yourself. Lydia's classmates seem to have the same idea. Other students wear masks displaying popular logos, popular name brands, and some even saying Black Lives Matter. But then Lydia's teacher singled her out and told her she couldn't wear the special mask that says Jesus loves me. She was even subjected to discipline if she wore the mask again. End quote. Ladies and gentlemen, we're watching not a pattern that needs to be carried out because of our health. It is the health mandate that is the excuse for controlling the citizens today. It is the so-called danger of the pathogen called COVID that's allowing the censorship and the control. When I say censorship, ladies and gentlemen, keep in mind everything that you do today online. Social media is censoring everything that's said. And I just discovered personally, don't know if you have or not. If you have, I'd love to hear from you. I just discovered when I send emails to someone, I've got a news article. It has a subject line. And if the subject line is about the fraudulent vote, if it's about the vaccine and the deaths by the vaccines, we'll talk about in a minute. If it is anything about the vaccines or the mask, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. If that subject line says that, it bounces back. And the platform that carries the text messages or email messages are now censoring that, and it will not be sent through. I've had dozens in the past few weeks alone where it's been bounced back and blocked on emails simply because of the subject line. I can take those same emails, leave the subject line completely out, and they go through without question or without blockage. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're being censored in America today. In fact, when it comes down to the mask wearing, I was elated when I watched Tucker Carlson the other evening. And Tucker Carlson made a statement about them forcing children to wear masks. Tucker Carlson, I'm going to read you a paragraph or two from his broadcast. Tucker Carlson, colon, contact the Children's Protective Services if you see a child wearing a mask outdoors. Turning the tables on angry Biden voters who snort at you in judgment. I'm quoting Tucker Carlson. If you're not wearing a mask, for the Fox News host Tucker Carlson on Monday night urged viewers to call Child Protective Services and report the parents of a of children wearing masks outdoors. Quote, as for forcing children to wear masks outdoors, that should be illegal, Carlson said on Tucker Carlson Tonight. Your response when you see children wearing a mask as they play should be no different from your response to seeing someone someone beating a child in Walmart. Call the police immediately. Contact Child Protective Services. Keep calling until someone arrives. Carlson also said that requiring children to wear a mask while outdoors constitutes child abuse and that all Americans are morally obligated to attempt to prevent it from taking place. Further, Carlson noted that San Francisco authorities required children to wear a mask while running outside, and Boston mayor extended the requirement to all outdoor activities for all people. In a function in democracy, Tucker Carlson said, like we had just a few years ago, demands like these would be impossible to make. A policeman might prefer that you wear a mask outdoors, but he couldn't make you do so, Carlson said. The onus would be on the authorities to make the case, based on science, not on the citizens' demand to obey. But over the course of the coronavirus pandemic, the opposite thing has happened. It has been inverted, said Carlson, and it happened because large groups of people failed to resist. It keeps happening and becoming more and more unreasonable, untenable to disconnect from the science day to day, supposedly. The state of Michigan now requires children as young as 2 years old to wear a mask while in the public spaces and places like camps and daycare centers. There's no scientific justification for any mask wearing. Children are not at meaningful risk for coronavirus. They never have been. Carlson said the idea that people are being forced to wear a mask outside should shock every human being in America. Ladies and gentlemen, it is total control and it's forcing submission. Yeah. Some say, well, what should I do? Let me just give you a little pointer as to what we should do. In mass, M-A-S-S, that means major numbers, by the multitudes, we the people need to unmask, refuse to wear a mask. Now, as you walk down the aisles in Walmart, I was there yesterday, as people walk down the aisles in Walmart, and out of about two or three dozen people in there, probably half a dozen had no mask on. I passed a lady in the aisle that had a huge mask. You could barely see her eyeballs, and she was so masked up. The mask hung down below her chin, covered her mouth, her eye, her nose, and almost part of her eyes. And as I passed her in the aisle, she was kind of staring at me because I had on no mask. I smiled and spoke to her. I noticed going around the end of the aisle and coming back, I faced her coming back on the other aisle. She had taken her mask off. It sets the example, ladies and gentlemen, when we take the mask off, say, you're not going to force me to submit. You're not going to force me to destroy my health. You're not going to force me to reduce my oxygen take. You're not going to force me to wear a mask that is not scientifically based whatsoever. But it is a fact, ladies and gentlemen, that thousands upon thousands have died as a result of the vaccine. Thousands, in fact, ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you this in the event you're not aware of it. And if you're not aware of it, suppose you've not been tuned into this broadcast. 85% of those that have died with COVID, 95% of them wore masks, 97%, I'm sorry. 85% that died from COVID wore masks 97% of the time. So does the mask prevent you from getting COVID? Not on your life. In fact, as you know, they've gotten the whole nation frightened that COVID could land on your counter. It could be on your grocery bag. It could be on your pizza box when it's delivered. And people were spraying it, Lysoling it, cleaning it up. Now they have finally said, after months and months and months, almost a year of that fright, fear, now they've said, oh, no, that is not true. COVID does not dwell on countertops, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Ladies and gentlemen, we're watching a non-scientific approach to controlling the people of the United States of America. And we need to do, ladies and gentlemen, just as the pastor in Canada, he said, and I'll read the article to portions of it in a moment. You'll be swallowed up by those people. Pastor chases the Gestapo out of his church. COVID cops, get out of my church, he said. End quote. I believe we'll have Greg on the line. Go over to the question or comment, please.
You know, when folks like Biden and somebody on the left use the words follow the science or we follow the science, that's intended to shut up any opposition. It's like, you know, we're scientific and you're not. It's Al Gore's old statement, you know, the debate is over. And it's you need to shut up and just follow our directive. You know, this is the same science that doesn't understand there are just two sexes, not the six and not the 48 or however many they want to claim this week. But if we do follow the science, follow the data seems to show that we don't have substantial spread or infection rates among our young, those that are under 18. We certainly have an almost infinitesimally small, almost non-existent mortality rate of those under 18. However, you have folks saying we ought not let these kids back in school until they're vaccinated with the experimental vaccine. They're saying the same thing with the mask. The data show that the asymptomatic spread is not a thing. It's less than 1%, if at all. You know, folks that do not have the symptoms, if they don't have a fever, if they're not coughing and hacking and having problems breathing. Now, when folks are flooding into the stores and they're all wearing their masks because they got to be good little citizens, good little sheeple, you know, but they're not coughing and hacking and they don't have a fever and they don't have any other symptoms that may indicate that they've got this Wuhan flu, why in the world are they wearing a mask? Are they? It's completely absurd. And then to walk outside. By the way, folks, get outside. You need that vitamin D. It's actually good for you. But doggone it, if you're running around outside, and we just had a girl fall, collapse in a track meet because she was oxygen deprived. She collapsed because they said, you got to wear a mask. You got to wear a mask. A friend of mine was recently at a huge pool. A woman jumped in with her mask on. She began to literally waterboard herself. She's thrashing in the water as if she didn't know that the mask was causing the problem. It's funny, but it's absurd because people have taken this so far, and it's the sheeple mentality, people acting like sheep. By the way, all those references in the scripture to us as sheep, they are not compliments. Sheep are dumb, stinking animals. Animals, okay? I've had a couple of folks, I can speak from experience. They're dumb animals. Don't be a sheeple. And when they say follow the science, demand that they follow the science. Say, show me your data. The data must actually affect our decisions. And the data does not support the absurdity that they're putting upon the people.
In fact, Greg, when you say that, it reminds me of an article that I have in my archives where a former VP for Pfizer, that's Pfizer Pharmaceutical, after I believe it was 30 or 40 years that he was with Pfizer. He retired as a senior VP, and he's now coming out and admitting, for example, that the vaccines are absolutely farcical. They're killing people, destroying people's lives and future health, and he's warning against the vaccine himself, and yet he spent 30 or 40 years with Pfizer, and he talks about the fact that they've never been properly vetted. They're still experimental, and that the federal government's administering an experimental drug vaccine, and the general public's not being informed. This is experimental. This could kill you. And he says, as a result of that, it is dangerous and ought not to be administered. But yet, that's not being reported on the news. But we're told now by the latest CDC, looking at the headline, fully vaccinated people should wear a mask in certain settings to avoid gatherings. Greg, let me ask you a question for the benefit of our listeners. If the vaccinations are efficacious, that is, if they prevent the COVID pathogen, and if you now are, quote, fully vaccinated, why is the push to wear the mask? Why are they saying that you must still wear the mask?
Well, clearly, they do not believe what they say. You know,
that's right.
It's the common leftist theme, you know, one set of rules for thee and another set for me. But then when we cross into this arena, it's contradictory information that they put upon the people and presume that we're so ignorant that we don't realize it. If your mask works, don't worry about me not wearing a mask. By the way, if you're not symptomatic and I'm not symptomatic, neither one of us need to worry about anything. But for those that are mask Nazis, you know, you actually look at people with scorn when they're not wearing a mask. I want you to take your mask and look at it. Look at it very carefully. Look at the box it came out of and tell me what it's efficacious for, what it's good for, what it actually prevents. Because most of you folks, you're wearing a little cloth mask that has a neat little pattern on it or it has a message on it. Oh, that's great. That's good and well and wonderful, except for the fact it doesn't do anything. Okay,
that's right.
If I actually had a virus and you were actually trying to keep from getting the virus and you're wearing that mask, unless it's an N95 mask, you've got it glued to your face, you're probably not doing yourself any good. You could be doing yourself harm, according to the scientific data out there that indicates that your oxygen deprivation could be taking place, your bacterial loads could be running higher, a bunch of different things. But the absurdity of it all is these leftists believe that we're so ignorant that we'll fall into it. By the way, I'll not take either side as far as do, don't. I'm not going to get this vaccine, at least not for the next 3, 4, 5 years. Let's just see how all this plays out, because it's an experimental thing. It really ought not be called a vaccine, the 3 or 4 that are out there. They're experimental. 2, 3, 4 years down the line, when we've seen a true test run, we'll know. But I don't want to be a test subject. Now, if an individual is overweight, has comorbidities, things that could lead to their death, especially with the combination of the Wuhan flu, then maybe you say, I will be the emergency use. By the way, these things were pushed through under emergency use. I don't think we've ever had an instance where emergency use means that all of the population needs to use it. Emergency use,
right.
In my view, listen, if you know differently, you're a scientist, you're a doctor, you're a lawyer, call me and tell me, what is emergency use? Is emergency use, let's make 330 million Americans, force 330 million Americans to use it? Or is it under the most dire of circumstances, maybe you need to perhaps use this if you want to? You know,
yes.
if you're right, 90 years old and you already have, you know, diabetes and you're already 400 pounds, therefore you're morbidly obese, folks, you may actually need to run down and get this thing because it may be that which saves your life. If you're a teenager and you run track and you've got no other health condition, do you need to run out and get this? I'm not sure that I would. Matter of fact,
Greg, hold,
I'm certain
hold
I would.
Hold your thought for just a moment. I believe we have Joseph on the line. Joseph, go over the question and comment, please.
Yes, the organizations that analyze candidates running for office need to be sure to document how the potential candidate stands on wearing a mask, all this flimsy scientific evidence, how they feel about gender, redefining gender, redefining marriage. We need to identify these people who are taking us down the road of insanity and socialism and totalitarianism. That was my comment.
Yes, you're exactly right. That's a good point, Greg. How do you respond to that, and what are your thoughts on that?
It is a dire thing. We actually do very little research. Most folks do far more research on buying a car or buying a new mattress than they do on their candidates for public office. And I have you know, folks, 2, 4, 6 years is just the beginning. Most of these folks say get in, and they're like Joe Biden. They spend half a century in living off the dole. Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, right on down the list. You have individuals, not just a term, they're a lifetime in office. So if you don't do your homework, if you don't realize where a person's stand is, you may very well be electing a totalitarian that will destroy your grandchildren's lives, and that the damage is already done. What's their end? The power of incumbency is off the charts. A worthless wretch incumbent. I mean, AOC has snuck her way in. By the way, I think she did that with like 14,000 votes in the Bronx, beating a Democrat incumbent in the primary, and no Republican can win that seat. If you got an R behind your name in that district, good luck to you. I mean, there's a hot place in this universe that will freeze over before a Republican will be elected to represent that district in the Bronx that AOC represents. So she slid in there, and my goodness, unless something horrific happens, you know, or wonderful happens, depending on how you view that, she'll never be voted out of office. Now, she may very well run for Chuck Schumer's seat. That has driven Chuck Schumer even further to the left. So, yes, folks, actually do your homework and ask these questions. Show up for political events and ask them where they stand on the real issues, the things that you and your kids and your grandkids will have to face. And the notion of there being dozens of different genders, that is a twisted notion that certainly doesn't belong in our classrooms. Certainly doesn't need to poison the well from which our children drink their academic sustenance from.
Yes. In fact, Greg, here's an article, if I can touch
a lot.
if I can tuck this in, here's an article. The headline says, there's no end of universal masking in sight for the United States as the U.S. health officials continue to dodge the question of when face coverings will no longer be recommended. And President Biden's original plan for just 100 days of masking seemingly goes out the window as his 100th day in office approaches this week. And it goes on to talk about the where we started out with, we're going to shut everything down for 15 days to flatten the curve, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But, Greg, we've got just a moment or two left on the broadcast, a couple of minutes. But you're familiar with, I think, about the pastor in Canada. The headline says, you'll be swallowed up by these people. Pastor chases the Gestapo out, and he calls them the COVID cops. He says, get out. The pastor in the Christian church in Calgary, Alberta, Canada, has for the second time this month sent the police packing government health officials scurrying after refusing their demands to enter the worship center and stand in the back and watch the events. And it goes on to talk about what he calls them, what he says. For example, it says, you're Nazis, you're Gestapo, communist, fascist. I do not cooperate with Nazis or fascists or communists. Talk to my lawyer. You're not allowed here. You're not allowed to come into the church. You're not welcome in this church. I'm not going to cooperate with the Gestapo like you at all, end quote. What are your comments about that? How should we respond based on what we see that dear pastor doing in Canada?
Hats off to that pastor. I am so thankful for men that are willing to stand on their religious liberty, their religious freedom, stand on the Bible and obey God rather than men. In that particular case, he drove them out. He was completely right to do so based on my reading of Canadian law. Canadian law says you cannot disrupt a service. There is an up to 2-year sentence in jail for disrupting a service in Canada. And guess what, folks? There's not an exception because you walk in and you've got a badge. You need a warrant, and even then, you can't disrupt the service. But for each of these things, Christians need to be willing to stand up and speak up. Realize Satan is on the attack, but as much as he intends it for evil, God intends it for good. You can turn these things to be beneficial to the kingdom of God. Stand up and speak up as a believer.
Amen, Greg. Thank you so much for your comments. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today on Let's Face the Issues. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located 1/2 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 9:45 p.m., for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You are invited to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study. Prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in the same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard in its entirety 9 p.m. on 100.3 FM and 93.3 HD3. You're also invited to tune in Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. on Talk 100.3 for expository preaching. Tune in and invite others to listen.